be seated.
大家请坐。
We thank Lord we have this privilege we can come together on Sunday morning.
我们真是感谢主，我们有这样一个特权，礼拜天的主日的早上能够在这里聚集敬拜我们的神。
As I pray that we are the royal priesthood because God says so.
我在这里祷告，因为祷告我们成为君尊的祭司。为什么这样呢？因为我们的主是这样说的。
We want every brother and sisters in this church.
我们渴望每一位在这个教会的弟兄姐妹们
can exercise your right.
能够在这里操练你的特权
which is given by the Lord.
主给了你这样一个特权。
We should praise him as his priest.
我们要在这里赞美他，就成为他的祭司，来这里赞美他。
If you have any burden in your heart, you can offer your burden to the Lord.
如果你心里有什么负担，可以把你的负担交给我们的主。
Praise him is a precious privilege.
在这里赞美我们的主是一个很大的特权。
I encourage all of you, as we come together, you will open your mouth to praise the Lord.
我们鼓励这位我们各位弟兄姐妹，当我们在这里一起的时候，我们能够张开我们的嘴来赞美我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to continue my message, or recently focus on the mystery of the gospel.
我今天还是愿意在这里接着讲最近一直来讲的信息，就是福音的神的奥秘。
Let's turn our Bible to Roman chapter 16.
我们打开圣经到罗马书十六章。
Roman chapter 16.
罗马书十六章。
We'll read verse 25 to 27.
我们要读25节到27节。
Every Sunday, if I preach, I will use this as our theme verse.
我每个主日在这里讲道的时候，我就把这个作为我们这个讲道的主题。
Yes. Roman chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past.
好，唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按照永生神的命，这个借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道，愿荣耀。
You are one verse ahead of me.
Yeah, sorry.
But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to the obedience of faith.
好，二十六节，这奥秘如今显明出来，并且按着永生神的命。借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
The reason I use these two scriptures because here Paul tried to tell us gospel is a mystery.
我为什么用这两节圣经？因为这里保罗告诉我们，这个福音是一个奥秘。
Originally hidden in God Himself.
以前这个奥秘是神自己隐藏起来的。
In the Old Testament time, He began to reveal this secret.To the prophets in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候，神向那些旧约的先知们一点一点把这个奥秘向他们显明出来。
So every prophet understand a portion.
每一个先知，旧约的先知就懂了其中的一部分。
It's like a puzzle.
就像一个这个要拼图的拼板一样。
Isaiah received certain portion.
以赛亚就有了这个拼板的一部分。
Daniel received another portion.
但以理就得到了另一个。
Jeremiah saw another portion.
耶利米就得了另一个。
So every prophet, because of their limitation, but God revealed His gospel to them.
因为每个先知他都有一个有限的地方，所以神向他们每一位都显示了其中的一部分。
Until one day,
直到有一天
this whole puzzle put together to one person.
所以到有一天，这个整个的这个拼板就最后到了整个的一块，就到了一个人的身上。
You will see, it's his son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个人就是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
So you come to this mystery of the gospel, finally revealed fully to us.
所以到了最后，这个福音神的奥秘，最后完完全全的向我们彰显出来。
And God raised up different prophets to be his testimony.
神兴起不同的先知做他的见证。
So for all Christians, we are saved by this gospel, right?
所以我们这些基督徒们都是因为这个福音而得的拯救。
But that's not all. God wants us to know his son.
但是这不只是神让我们知道他儿子的这个整个的故事。
We should not be satisfied just be saved only.
我们不应该只是因为得救而就完全的满足了。
God wants us to know his full revelation of this gospel.
神要我们知道他整个的福音的奥秘的彰显。
It is so rich.
这个福音是那么的丰厚。
God put everything in the Son.
神把所有的一切的丰盛全部集中放在他的儿子里面。
So Paul said, I want to know him.
所以保罗说我要认识他。
He is a limitless treasure of God.
他是神无限的这个财富。
That's the reason we have to share, to speak, to meditate.What this mystery is all about.
所以我们这里要在这里分享，要在这里思想，而且在这里仔细思考这个奥秘的其中到底是讲的是什么。
As of last week, I have emphasized in this mystery, there are five components.
直到上个星期我跟大家分享过，这个奥秘有五个部分。
Number one,
第一部分。
This mystery was revealed not in a famous place, but through a little village, a very small place.
这个奥秘不是在一个大地方向大家彰显出来，它是从一个小小的乡村向人彰显出来。
Mentioned place such as Zebulun, Naphtali, things like that, people never heard of.
就像以前那个地方我们讲过别人没听过的希伯伦地和纳夫他里地
Right. These are not famous places.
那些并不是有名的地方。
Many people live there in darkness.
很多住在那里的人生活在黑暗中。
They have no hope.
他们没有希望。
But God started this mystery of the gospel spreading from the unknown places.
但是神让这个福音的种子从这个并没有名的地方黑暗的地方逐渐的彰显出来。
Where can you find gold, or where can you find diamond?
你到哪里去找这个金子，或者到哪里去找这个钻石呢？
Only in the remote mountains, people don't go. Very unknown place, people will discover these kind of gold mine.
Yeah. 一般来说，你只有到那种很遥远的地方，很荒僻的乡下，或者是那个深山老林里面，才能找到这样的金子或者钻石。最后，他们成了一个有名的金矿地方。
Right? You will not discover gold mine under your bed.
你在你的床底下找不到金矿吗？
If you do, let me know.
如果你找到的话，让我知道。
The second, unique point of this gospel.
第二个，这个特别的有关这个福音的一点在。
When this gospel reveal is through a little baby.
这个福音是通过一个小婴孩彰显出来。
Right. And this little baby not in the palace, rather it's in a manger.
这个小婴孩并不是在这个宫殿里面的婴孩，他是在一个。就是一个乡下马槽里面的婴孩。
A manger, which means it's a rice bowl for a horse.
Yeah, 这个马槽嘛，就是马吃饭的地方，用马的饭碗。
Not necessarily rice bowl, but you understand, it's a place where the straw feed the horse. That's the place the mystery, this little baby was born.
Yeah. 这个马槽就是一个里面放了一些草，这个马吃饭的一个器皿。
Mm-hmm.
然后这个小婴孩就出生在这样一个地方。
Nobody would expect such great God's his son will be born in a manger.
没有人会想到我们伟大的神的儿子会出生在这么一个卑贱的地方。
Right. Number three.
第三点。
He came as a lowly shepherd.In the field,
他是这个，他是一个牧人向大家报的消息。
Right, and the good news was first revealed to the shepherd.
你知道这个好消息就是这个婴孩的出生是刚开始的时候像是向那些牧人彰显出来。
And he told us he is a good shepherd.
他我们的主告诉我们他是一个好牧人。
Number three, number four.
他第四点。
He came as a good news, not related to one people, but related to millions, all people on the earth.
他向我们传的福音不是针对个别人的或者少部分人的，他是针对世上全世界的。
He came, this good tidings is preaching to the world.
他的是传好消息，是传给整个的世界的。
Not only for the Israelites, but also to the Gentiles.
不但对以色列人传这个好消息，他对整个的其他的外邦人也是传好消息。
Today we can sit here as a Gentile, but you have the blessing, privilege to hear the gospel.
今天我们坐在这里的各位都是外邦人，但是你有了这个特权，能够听到这个好消息。
And then the fifth element.
第五个。
He came as the Christ, the promised anointed person.
第五点就是他来到我们世上，就是像我们以前所应许的那个救世主，他来到我们的世上。
I only slightly touch it, and you can, if you want to know the detail, listen to last week's message on the internet.
我稍微点了一下，如果你要知道更详细的话，可以听一下上星期。在网上放的我们的信息。
All right, based on these revelation in the Old Testament, and you will see in the New Testament each part being fulfilled through Jesus.
是啊，我们讲到在旧约里有很多的预言，它有很多没有实现，但是在新约里我们逐渐看到这些预言都在耶稣基督一个人身上实现了。
So today I will continue to still based on what we shared in the past. Now we come to, since we are talking about the gospel, the mystery of the gospel, then what's in the New Testament very clearly defined what is the gospel?
So, 我们今天要接着讲，就是在新约里面，神是怎样清晰的定义这个福音是什么样一个好消息？
The easiest, clear message was shown to us by Gospel Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
是啊，这个很清晰的对我们彰显神的这个信息的，就是在马可福音一章一节。
Right. If you have Bible, you open your Gospel Mark.Chapter 1, verse 1.
马可福音一章一节。
Maybe can recite. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
好，马可福音一章一节，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
See, very simple. The first statement, you know, Mark's gospel was the first gospel in the whole New Testament in sequence.
在整个新约圣经中，马可福音是第一篇的福音书。
The first gospel being finished,
是第一本完成的最先完成的福音书。
Right. By this young man Mark.
这个马可是个年轻人，他最先写了这本书。
He received teaching from, early part was from Peter.
他早年开始的时候，他得到的那个教他的那个老师就是彼得。
But even before that,
在这个彼得之前,
he as a young boy,
在他年轻的时候，还是小男孩的时候,
he sneak in the meeting where Jesus set up the last table, the last supper.
在主耶稣基督最后的晚餐和他的门徒们进一起吃最后的晚餐的时候
the last evening on the night of Passover
在逾越节的最后一个晚上
Jesus established that last supper with the 12 disciples on Mark's house his mother's house
yeah.
in the upper stair
是
big room
是在马可
楼上，
哎，马可是不是马可？马可岳母的楼上，
不是马可岳母，妈妈的房子。
啊，马可妈妈的房子，不是岳母，马可妈妈的房子的楼上，在最后一个最后的晚餐的话，
right.
是在马可妈妈的房子里面吃最后晚餐。那时候马可是个小孩子，他还是、
mm-hmm.
他就偷偷的进去。
So he can listen all everything Jesus said.
他能够听。听到耶稣基督所说的每句话。
And later on, he followed Peter.
后来他就跟着这个彼得。
Uh-huh. And then later on, followed Paul. And the other person, remember? Barnabas.
然后他后来又跟了这个保罗，最后又跟了这个巴拿巴。
So he has the privilege to follow all the famous apostles during his early age.
在这个马可幼年的时候，他有一个这样一个好机会，能够跟随所有的有名的这个。
He listened to Jesus' message, Paul's message, Peter's message, Barnabas' message.
他听了主耶稣基督的信息，彼得的信息，保罗的信息和巴拿巴的信息。
Do you have such a privilege?
你有没有这样一个这样一个好机会呢？
But if you can have this privilege to sit under those famous servants of God when they share the word of God, listen carefully.
当如果你有这个机会在听那些有名的这些人物，或者就是马可在这个几个属的门徒那边听到的话，应该是仔细的听。
Yes. And through these different messages, he gave summary to a gospel of Mark.
然后听了这些信息，也听了这些故事之后，他就做了一个总结，就是马可福音。
Right. And then he tried to summarize what is the gospel.
然后他这里在总结什么是福音。
He put right in the first line.
他就把这个一篇福音书的第一行他就写了这
个。In Chinese, 开宗明义 I don't know how to speak in English.
Yeah.
The opening statement.
Yeah, the opening statement. 他就说，开宗明义。
You really try to tell the world what is the gospel.
你真的是要告诉这个世界什么是福音。
他说 ，The gospel is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他说这个福音就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Every gospel starts from him. He is the beginning of the gospel.
他就是福音的起头。
So from this statement, I want to tell you, it is the totality of one person.
这句福音我告诉大家，这个就是耶稣基督就是一个整个的福音，就是整体福音的整体。
Right. Nowadays, if you go to a nutrition store, buy those vitamins.
如果你现在去那个这个。维他命的店里面去买这些维他命的话、
You will always find there is one kind of one per day.
你可能是会发现有这么一种维他命，就是说一天一粒的。
Right, from A to Z, everything.
它这个维他命里面包括了这个维他命 A 到维他命 Z 里面所有的成分，它每天都。
Right, so everything you need in one pill.
你每天所需要的就吃这么一粒，你的所有的维他命就吃在这个一粒里面。
I use this analogy. I said, "This is what God tried to tell the world, tell everyone. All you need is my Son, Jesus Christ."
所以这个就我用这个作为一个相互的对比，就是说，神告诉世上的人， 你所需要的就在这一个人身上。
God has
put
everything of God, the whole riches of God, into His Son, the only beloved Son.
神把所有他一切的丰富都交在这个他的儿子的身上，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
If you ask God beside your Son anything else you can give to me,
你有可能会问，神啊，除了你儿子之外。你还能给我点别的吗？
God will say,
神说，
I have nothing.
我什么
beside my son.
除了我儿子之外，我真的是没有什
么东西可以给。Everything I have, I put into my son.
所有我所有的一切，我都放在我的儿子身上。
So in one sense, gospel is complicated or very simple.
或者从另一句话说，神的福音是复杂的呢，还是简单的呢？
It's so simple.
是很简单的。
It's not complicated at all. It's his son.
不复杂，这个就是他的儿子，耶稣基督。
Yes, if you know him, then you know the gospel.
如果你认识了他的儿子基督，你就知道了这个福音。
That's the first point.
第一点就是这个。
Second point.
第二点。
Roman chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
罗马书，我们打开罗马书第一章一到四节。
Roman chapter 1.Verse 1 through 4.
是罗马书的一章一到四节。
This is Paul's summary of gospel.
这个就是保罗在这里总结什么是福音。
Do you have the Bible open to Roman chapter 1, verse 1 through
4? 罗马书第一章一到四节。
Paul, a bound servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart,For the gospel of God.
中文是这样讲的，耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
So Paul tried to tell us he has a mission.
保罗告诉我他有一个这样一个这个
使命
啊。
God choose him. Say, I give you a mission. This mission is preach the gospel of God.
神选择了他就说跟保罗说你有这么一个使命我要让你传神的福音。
So now he tried to tell us, what is this gospel?
然后他就告诉我们这个福音是什么。
Okay, verse 2.
第二节。
Which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture.
这福音神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
So you see, when he wants to talk about this gospel, he has to base on all God has told all the prophets in the Old Testament.
他讲这福音是根据神在以前在旧约上所讲的所有有关一切这个福音的这个章节了。
In other words, gospel is not something discovered or invented by Paul. No.
这个福音并不是保罗自己发现的或者他发明的，他这个是旧约已经应许的。
Right.God already revealed the secret to all different prophets.
神已经把这个福音向所有的旧约的先知们都在那已经显明过了。
And very strange for this person Paul.
很奇怪，这个人物，这个保罗。
He was educated under a very famous theologian.At that time, by the name of Gamaliel.
那个保罗这个人是那个时候他受了一个很好的神学教育。他是那个时候他的老师是那个时候当时很有名的一个神学家叫加马列的。
Right.
他学了所有一切圣经上的旧约。
In that time, he was the rabbi.
那个加马列就是那个时候的最有名的最大的这个拉比是最好的。
And then among his students.He said, I am number one graduate.
所以在他这个加马列的所有的学生中，那个保罗他说，我就是第一名的，我毕业的。
In other words, he learned everything about the Old Testament through this teacher, and he was the best student among all.
这个他也通过这个老师学了所有旧约上的各个经文，他也是最好的学生。
He thought he knew God.
他认为他是认识神的。
Number one, how can you miss God?
你是第一名，你怎么会怎么会不认识神呢？
But strange to say,
很奇怪的事情。
He was blind.
但是他是瞎的。
He knew all the theology, but he didn't know God who wrote all these things.
他懂得，他知道所有的这个理论，但是他也知道神写了这些所有的这些事情，但是他没有看见神是为了指向一个人。
That's an irony of every human being.
这个是很让人奇妙的事情，就是每一个人。
Yeah, we thought if we study so hard, we under the best teaching of our teacher, we should know God automatically.
所以我们都是认为我们这么努力的在这里学习，我们又有最好的老师，我们当然是完全就可以知道认识神。
But to our surprise, or to his own surprise, he didn't know God at all.
但是他自己也觉得很惊讶，他完全不认识神。
Until one day,
直到有一天
he was on his way from Jerusalem to Damascus.
那一天他是自己行路从耶路撒冷去大马士革。
He was receiving this permit from the high priest to go to Damascus to capture those Christians.
他那个时候从大祭司犹太人大祭司那里得了命令，他也有了这个命令，有这个章子，能够自己到大马士革去抓捕那些信耶稣的人。
Because in their point of view, they are the Orthodox Jews.
因为从他的观点来看，他们是正统的犹太教徒。
They know the Bible.
他们认识，他们熟读圣经。
They know what is right, what is wrong.
他们知道什么是对，什么是错。
They think they know the will of God.
他们认为他们知道神的旨意。
Now there are school of believers who follow Jesus, proclaim Jesus is the Messiah.
那些，但是现在有那些有一些人，他们这些人是跟随耶稣基督的，跟随耶稣的。
They are wrong.
他们在那里宣称耶稣就是那弥赛亚，但他们认为这个就是错的。
They are heresy.
那个是法利赛人。
They should be eliminated.
那些基督徒需要被消灭的。
So at that time, this person was called Saul. He was so enthusiastic for his God. He decided.To cooperate with high priest to eliminate all these Christians.
那个时候，这个保罗他的原名就叫做扫罗的。那个时候他大发热心，他认为他应该和这个大祭司完全遵大祭司的命令，去拿着他的这个命令，然后去抓捕然后消灭这些基督徒。
To his surprise,
但是他很惊讶的是
，in the middle of the highway,
在这个路上的时候
，he was struck down by a big light.
他被大光所击倒
and he was blind. The light was so strong.
那个光是那么的强，然后他就瞎了。
And then he suddenly asked a question.
突然他就问了这样的问题。
Lord, who are you?
他说主啊，你是谁？
Then he hear a voice.
他听见一个声音。
In Hebrew tongue.
在用希伯来话说的。
Said, I am Jesus whom you persecuted.
那声音就说我是耶稣，就是你所逼迫的那个耶稣。
He was shocked.
他是很被击倒了，他一下子震惊了。
Wow. Is it really you?
真的吗？是你吗？
So second question.
第二个问题。
What do you want me to do?
你要我做什么呢？
Then the voice said, I have chosen you.
然后这个声音说我拣选了你。
You go into the town.
你去那个城里。
Someone will tell you what I want you to do.
有人会告诉你我要你做什么。
So he went into town.
然后他去了那个城。
Led by others.
然后其他人因为他瞎了，其他人带着他进了那个城。
Yeah, and then he saw a man.
看见一个人。
A little man.
一个小人物。
He didn't know who he is.
他也不知道那个人是谁。
But he came in and lay his hand.And pray for Paul.
然后那个小人物就是把他的手放在保罗头上，就为他祷告。
Then his scale came down from his eyes.
然后他的眼睛啊，
眼睛有一个灵嘛，他看不见。
他的眼睛里面有个灵就掉下来。
Then he saw this person.
然后他看见这个人了，他眼睛就看见了。
Right. He told him what Jesus wanted to tell him.
然后那个人就告诉耶稣想要告诉他的话。
So from there on, he realized he didn't know Bible.
从那个时候开始，保罗意识到他自己并不懂得圣经。
Although he was PhD in theology.
这是他在这个这个经这个圣经学校里面是他是博士毕业。
God sent him to a desert to refresh his Bible course.
然后神就把他送到这个，让他去了旷野，然后让他自己重新在思想和学习这个圣经的这个课程。
He stayed in the wilderness for 3 years, something like that.
他在这个圣经他在这个旷野中有三年之久。
And he re-studied the Bible.
然后他重新又把圣经读了一遍。
Under the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
这次的话，他学圣经的时候是在圣灵的启示下学的。
And then revolutionized his understanding about the Bible.
然后这个就把他这个对圣经的理解有了一个革命性的变化。
So, originally he thought Jesus was a heresy.
他以前把这个耶稣当做一个异端啊，异端啊。
Now he write it here, summarize who is Jesus.
现在他把这个谁是耶稣在这里做了个总结。
Verse 2,
第二节，
which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture concerning his son, who was born of a seed of David according to the flesh.
他这第二节这样说，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，他是从大卫后裔生的。
好 ，All right. From here, he point out who Jesus really is.
这里保罗指出谁，这个耶稣到底是谁
？He said, he is according to the flesh. He is the seed of David.
他是这样讲的，按照肉体来说，他是从大卫的后裔生的。
The word here, if you look at King James Version, this descendants here, your translation is descendants, but the King James is seed.
大家如果看这个King James 就是
钦定本
啊，钦定本，那钦定本的时候，大家会发现这里所说的这个后裔，在现在的其他版本中都是翻译成英文的后裔，但是它在原文中是种的意思，就是种子的种的意思。
It's a special word.
是一个很特殊的字。
Referring to Jesus only.
这个种在这个旧约在以前的圣经中就是指这一个人。
First time this word being used was in chapter 3, Genesis.
在第一次这个英文字，这个种这个字是在创世纪的第三章。
Remember under what text?In chapter 3, Genesis.
在创世纪第三章是怎么样讲这个种这个字呢？
After Adam and Eve sinned.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后。
So God called these three stand there in front of him, in front of God.
神就把他们两个叫来站在神面前。
Include the third person, the snake.
然后第三个也有第三个人啊，这里说的人啊，就是第三个那个蛇。
So God judged each person.Three of them.
然后神在这里对这三个都下了审判。
Especially when God talked to the snake.
特别是当神和这个蛇说话的时候。
Remember what God says to the snake?
神对这个 snake 说什么呢？
One day, the seed of woman will bruise your head.
有一天，女人的后裔会伤你的头。
Remember that?
大家记得吗
？Seed of woman，
他这里讲的就是女人的，种。
Right, that's the word God prophesying in the future. There will be a special person.
这个就是神在这个创世纪里面就这里给大家一个预言，就是将来有这么特殊一个人物。
Satan, who can finish you?
他是对撒旦说，谁可以 打伤你呢?
Nobody can defeat you.
没有人能打得过你。
You are really smart and powerful.
你是那样的聪明, 你是那样的有能力。
But you have one fatal enemy. That is called the seed of woman. He will beat you.
Yeah, 但是你有一个致你命的敌人, 那就是女人的种, 女人的后裔。
All right?
她哪一天会打败你。
Really? Go generation by generation.
这个种是一代一代的下去的。
Right, if you study Bible, you will see, you can trace this word seed all the way from Adam all the way down. That's the genealogy of two genealogy. One is genealogy in Matthew and genealogy in Luke.
大家去看 圣经的福音书，一个是马太福音，一个是路加福音，这里面都有讲到两个家谱。这两个家谱一直从耶稣一直追随到以前，这个亚当，这个家谱就是总的怎么传下来的。
Right. The seed was hidden in Adam, all the way down.
这个种子藏在这个亚当里面，一直传下来，传到耶稣。
Finally, the seed came out.
最后这个种子就出来了，变成一个人。
Paul tried to tell us, what is the gospel?
保罗在这里告诉我们，福音是什么？
That's the seed come out through David's son.
这个就是福音，就是这个种子变成了一个人，他是大卫的后裔，他的种，大卫不是大卫的后裔。That's
the gospel of Matthew.
这个是马太福音所讲的。
The whole genealogy tried to tell you, finally this seed come out.
这个整个的耶稣的家谱最后告诉大家，就是最后这个种子出来了。
What's the significance as a seed of David?
这个大卫的后裔有什么重要性呢？
Who is David?
大卫是谁？
King.
大卫是那个王。
Right.
是犹太人的王。
So seed of a king simply means he came as a king.
这个王的后裔代表是什么意思呢？就是代表这个王的后裔，他也要做王的。So
you see, when Jesus was under the questioned by Pilate, the governor, Roman governor, trial of Jesus, said, "Are you the king of Israel?"
那个 当犹太人的王，犹太人的巡抚，罗马巡抚比拉多，最后在审判耶稣的时候，他问：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
What did Jesus answer?
耶稣回答了什么？
Yes, I am.
他说是，我是。
I am the king.
他说我是犹太人的王。
For this purpose, I came to the world.
因为这个是缘故, 我来到了这个世界。
So it's very clear, Jesus said, this is the purpose I come to this world, because I am the king.
他讲得很清楚, 在比拉多审判他的时候, 我就是犹太人的王, 为了这个缘故, 我来到了这个世界。
Right. So this is the first part of, as a seed of David, he is the king. That's part number one.
这个是第一个部分, 就是大卫的后裔, 他成了犹太人, 他就是王。
Number two, verse four.
我们刚才读的罗马书第一章, 读第四节。
Verse four, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他说, 按圣善的灵说, 因此死里复活, 以大名, 大能显明, 他是神的儿子。
So you will see, here Paul tried to tell us the second important point concerning the Son of God.
这里保罗告诉我们第二点有关耶稣的重要一点。
He said, according to the Holy Spirit.
就是他说, 按着灵说, 圣灵说,
Jesus resurrected from death.
耶稣说,
proof he is the Son of God.
耶稣从死里复活, 以此来证明他是神的儿子。
So the second point tried to tell us Jesus is not only a man, the son of man from David, he is also son of God.
他第二点告诉我们，这个耶稣不但是人的儿子，他是从大卫的后裔，但是他也告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
So you will see in these four verses by Paul, he tried to tell us the gospel of Jesus concerning his son, the son of God. In the same time, he also the son of David.
是，他说从这四节圣经，大家看见保罗说神不啊、这个耶稣不但是人的儿子，是大卫的后裔，是王，他也是神的儿子，死里复活，他是神的儿子。
So here you will see duality. Do you can you capture this word?
大家有没有看见
duality?
Two roles.
Jesus encompassed two roles.
大家看见这里面看见就是他宣告这个耶稣他的身份是双重的，他有两个身份。
Right. On one hand, he is a perfect son of David, a man.
他一方面他是人的儿子，这个大卫的儿子后裔。
Mm-hmm. In the same time, he is also the son of God.
同时他也是神的儿子。
He has a divinity.
他是神圣的。
No, 神性
的。神性的啊。
Divinity. So you will see in Jesus, he is a mystery.
你看耶稣这个自己，你就觉得他就是个奥秘。
How can a person consist two unique character?
是怎么一个人能够有两种双重的性格？
On one hand, he is a perfect man.
一方面他是个完全的人。
On the other hand, he is also perfect son of God.
第二点，第二，同时他又是一个完全的神。
All stay within one person.
这怎样？这完全就是集中在一个人的身上。
This is very important.
这个很重要。
All the heresy in this world.
所有的异端，在这个世上的异端。
Whether you are talking about Mormon or Jehovah Witness or whatever you think, the key, if you try to find out why their teaching is not correct, is all come to this point.
大家也常见，这里有两个教派，他们的是异端，一个是耶和华见证会，一个就是摩门教会。他们为什么说他们这个教导有问题呢？他们最后就是集中到这一点上，这个耶稣到底有没有是不是两性，神性和人性都在一起。
In Jesus, he encompasses two main characters.
这个耶稣有两重性格。
Right. One is a man.
一方面他是人。
He is a sinless man.
他是个无罪的人。
Because he was born from a Virgin Mary.
他从玛丽就是这个
童女玛利亚。
童女玛利亚所生的。
And on the other hand, he also the Son of God. He was conceived through Holy Spirit.
另外，他也是神的儿子，他是从圣灵怀孕。
This is how do you find that is true?
你怎么发现这个是真的呢？
Paul said, because he died and he resurrected.
保罗说他死了，然后他又复活了。
If you and I die, what will happen to us?
你如果你和我死的话，会什么事情发生呢？
Die, you don't come back.
是啊，世上的人没有人死了再回来。
Right, but Jesus is the only person. He died on the third day, according to his prophecy. He said, "On the third day, I will resurrect again."
但是耶稣就是在他死前，他就说三天，我死后三天以后我要复活。他确实是复活。
Right, and in the whole Bible, there are 500 witnesses saw Jesus resurrected Jesus.
在整个圣经中，大家看见有前前后后有差不多500人最后亲眼目睹耶稣复活。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，this gospel,
这个福音
is focused on one unique person,
这个福音就是集中在一个特殊的人物身上。
His name is Jesus.
这个名字叫耶稣。
He is the son of David.
他是大卫的后裔。
In the same time, he is also the son of God.
同时他也是神的儿子。
Why we have to emphasize both ways?
为什么我们要在这里关注他们这个两个方面的事情？
Because God himself, he is in heaven.
因为神是在天上的。
Right? Jesus is the only begotten son of God, Jehovah. He was in heaven too.
那个神唯一的儿子和他和他的父神耶和华是同在天上的。
Right. But the statement in the Bible most interesting and most amazing was this God. He said, I love the world, the whole humankind.
但是圣经中有这样的经节，他是这样的说的，是神爱世人。
Right. This statement is not easy to say.
所说的这个宣告不是那么容易说的。
A creator. And he said he loved the creature. Creator loved the creature. That's hard to believe.
Yeah. 一个创造者在那里说我爱这个被他创造的创造物，这个是很难理解很难说的一句。
And he showed us in action.
但是神把这个事情用他的行为来彰显出来。
What's the action to prove that he is love?
有什么样的行为能够证明神是爱呢？
First,
第一
came all the way from heaven down to earth.
他的儿子从天上一直到了地上。
Became a man.
变成了一个人。
So that he is a real person.
这个他的儿子变成了一个真的人。
In the book of Gospel of John says, the word become flesh.
这个在约翰福音中这样说，道成了肉身。
Right. That's a mystery.
这个是个很奥秘的事情。
So the creator God became a man.
那个创造者他变成了一个我们创造物人的形象。
So he can relate to us.
然后这个他这个变成一个人，就是他和我们有关系的。
If you have a pet,
如果你这有一个小宠物，
maybe like our sister, you still have a dog, right?
Yeah, 我的姐妹大概还有狗吧。
some people really have a dear, lovely dog.
很多人有真的是很喜欢那个狗。
But you love the dog so much, you say, dog, I love you.
但你这样爱狗，你说狗啊，我爱你。
If you die, I will die too.
如果你狗死了，你也我也跟着去死。
Dog will just wag his tail and say,
那狗只是甩甩尾巴，它也没有什么。
Cannot figure out what are you talking about.
这狗也不明白你到底想要说什么。
If you really love the dog, you wish one day you become a dog.
你真的是喜欢狗吗？你希不希望有一天你也变成狗啊？
Then you will see a male dog, a female dog, they fell in love.
然后你看见一个公的狗、母的狗，他们相爱了。
Right, they have shared the same language.
然后他们就可以讲狗的话。
Right, so for God to say He loves us,
对神来说，神说我爱你们。
He has to be a human being.
然后他怎么才能爱我们呢？他要成一个人的形
象才能爱。Right, otherwise His love cannot be understood, comprehended by human being. Impossible.
不然的话，神的爱就人就不能理解，不能懂得，完全不可能的事情。
So only God can do that.
只有神可以做。
He created us.
神创造了我们。
Now he turned himself, becoming one of us.
然后他把自己变成了我们其中的一个。
Isn't that a mystery?
是不是一个奥秘啊？
Can we figure that out?
我们能不能懂得这样的事情啊？
You love your dog, you love your pet, but you cannot turn yourself into the pet. You cannot do that.
是啊，你这样爱你的狗，你应该是不会，你完全做不到把你变成自己也变成狗吧。
Then we cannot do that.
我们做不到啊。
But God can.
但是神可以啊。
So he came as a human being, can relate to us.
神到了地上， 成了人的形象。
And more than that, Paul tried to remind us, he is not only a human being only, he is a king.
Yeah. 甚至在这个保罗跟我们说，他不但如此，是变成了一个人，而且是一个王。
He came for a purpose.
他来是有一个目的。
He came to gather a group of people who he purchased from the world to build a kingdom for himself.
他来到这个世界上，就是为了召集一些人，用他宝血所买赎的一些人，在地上成了这个天国的子民。
Right, he has a kingdom in his mind.
他在他的脑中有这样一个王国。
If you have a share in his blood, in his covenant,
如果你被他宝血所洗净，和他同享一个身体。
You should know one simple fact.
你要知道一个简单的事情。
You belong to him.
你属于他。
Because this king purchased you.
因为这个王在用他的宝血来买赎了你。
Got it?
有没有懂了？
You have to know that you don't belong to yourself anymore.
你要知道你不再属于你自己了。
You belong to this king.
你属于这个王。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
That's very important.
这个很重要啊。
And part two.
第二点。
He is the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
On one hand, he is 100% human being.
一方面他是百分之一百的人。
But on the other hand, you also have to know he is 100% son. He has a divinity in him.
对啊，但是第二点他也是百分之一百的神，他有这个神性在他里面。
Thank God for that.
这是感谢主。
Because of his divinity,
因为他的神性，
he can defeat death.
他能够抵挡死亡，他能战胜死亡。
The largest limitation for all human nature, human being, is we are limited by death.
人类最大的限制，你知道什么？就是我们是被这个死亡所辖制的。
I don't care how rich you are, how powerful you are, how smart you are. One day you will die. That's the fact. Nobody can conquer.
是，不论你是多有钱，多聪明，或者是。不管你是怎样一个伟大的人物，但有一点是大家都知道，你有一天你会死。
But what is the gospel?
这个，福音是什么？
Gospel is you can break through death.
此福音就是说你能够打破这个死亡的瑕疵。
How?
怎么去打破？
Through him.
通过这个耶稣。
He is the first person break through death.
他是第一个打破死亡的这个人。
Because he is son of God.
因为他是神的儿子。
Now this power deposited in you and in me.
这个能力现在从耶稣基督给了你和我。
This life, the Christ life, has this duality deposit in you.
这个耶稣基督这个生命，他这个双重性，他把这个双重性，给了你和我。
That's why when you are saved, Bible said, you are born again.
所以圣经说，当你得救以后，你就是重生了。
You have this new life in you.
你在这个你的生命中有这个新生
命。Because this new seed in you.
因为这个新的种子在你里面。
You will have a perfect human sinless life, that's Christ's life. In the same time, you have the divine quality of power overcome death.
所以一方面你是有一个新生命，你是有耶稣基督的生命，第二个你也有一个这个神性，你可以能够战胜死亡的这个神性。
So you will also resurrected one day.
有一天我们也要复活。
Do you know that?
你也不知道有一天我们要复活啊。
Huh?
不知道吧。
Are you looking for death? Or are you looking for resurrection? Which one you are looking forward.
你希望得到的是死亡呢，还是希望得到的是重生呢？你到底希望哪一个呢？
This morning when we came to the Lord's table before we began.
在我们今天早上擘饼之前。
Yeah, Joseph, our brother, we three of us came earlier, so we talked to each other.
三位弟兄来得早的，就先讲了讲话。
And he said, "Hey, do you aware that?" You have this problem. Your finger feel pain.
你有没有知道？你有没有觉得？你有没有这个问题啊？你的手指头比较痛啊。
And one brother said, "Yeah, I have arthritis."
另一个人说，我也有这个什么？
关节炎。
关节炎啊。
I said, "I don't have pain, but I have numbness."
我说我大概没有这个手指不痛，但是我的手指发麻。
Do you know what are we talking about?
你知道我们在讲什么吗？
You are old. You're right.
你太老了。
When you are young, you don't know what I'm talking about, right?
你年轻的时候你不懂我
讲的话。What do you mean you have pain on your finger? I have numb on my finger. He said I have arthritis in my finger. What are you talking about?
你年轻的时候你大概不知道，你大概是你很难理解什么叫手指头痛啊。什么叫手指头麻，或者是有什么关节炎啊什么的。
Your feet also the same problem.
你的脚也出了同样的问题。
Yeah, that's a sign of age.
但是这个是你年龄的象征，年老的象征。
You cannot escape.
你逃不过的。
So for all the young people, I can only say, just you wait.
Just you wait.
你等着瞧。
他对年轻人说，你等着瞧，你也不要。
Now one day you will know what I'm talking about.
有一天你会知道我在讲
什么。When I was young, I don't understand those old men talking some pain.
我年轻的时候也不懂那些老人在讲什么痛的事情，这实在不可想象。
Yeah, but as you go, someday you will discover.
有一天你年龄增长，你就会知
道。Because this body under the curse of death.
因为我们这个肉体是受死亡的辖制。
Right, as you so, if you don't have Jesus, what you can expect is one day you will get old and finally you will die.
你如果没有耶稣，你能指望什么呢？你就指望有一天我会老，然后有一天我就死了。
Yeah, that's life.
那个生命就是这样啊。
But what's the gospel?
那福音是什么？
Your flesh will die, but your spirit and soul will live.
福音就是你的肉体会会死亡，但是你的灵魂你会仍旧活着。
And one day when Jesus second coming,
当有一天当耶稣第二次再来的时候，
you will receive a new body.
你然后会得到一个新的身体。
That's the power of the gospel.
这个就是福音的大能。
If you know who do you believe in Jesus, whoever he is, you will become like him.
你知道，你要是信靠耶稣的话，他是怎样的，有一天你也像他那样。
So, this gospel isn't that marvelous?
这个福音真的是那么伟大呀、
You are not excited at all.
那大家好像看来大家也不兴奋哦。
This is magic.
这个是。真是奇妙啊。
Magic is not the right word. This is amazing.
真的是。
Awesome. Amen. Awesome.
他去用了好几个英文字啊，我也不知道。反正是他说这个不得了的事情了。
Magic is a trick.
这个他说一个魔术，他第一个字用
的是魔术，
不是魔术。
That's why I say it's a wrong word.
魔术是一个错的字。
It's awesome.
这个是很不得了的事情。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
gospel is a mystery.
福音是一个奥秘。
On the surface,
表面上，
it seems nothing.
看上去什么也不是哦。
People will think, oh, this is a myth.
别人就说这个就是个奇妙。
No, mystery is 奥秘。Myth is not 奥秘。
传说吧
It's a myth. No, if you really know the gospel, you will be so amazed and your life will be totally changed.
如果你真的是懂这个福音的话，你是实在是会被这个福音所惊讶，然后你就完完全全你的生命就改变了。
You know, nowadays we have, you know, last week talk about it, and today I will mention just briefly touch it. You know, lately we talk about depression.
啊，上一次我们也讲了，然后后来又想起详细的讲解有关这个。抑郁症的事情。
Right. This permeates all ages.
这个抑郁症是现在是各个年龄阶层的都有了。
From old to young.
从年老的人到年轻的人。
Equal opportunity.
差不多是各个年龄阶层就完全是同等、
right.
同样有这个机会得。
How can you conquer that?
你怎样战胜这个忧郁症?
The world only, oh, take medicine.
这个世界只是告诉你、啊、
you know,
吃点药就好。
If you have,Depression, take medicine. You know what's the end result?
你如果有忧郁症，那吃了药之后是什么结果呢
？You half asleep.
你就差不多一半睡着，一半醒着这种感觉。
The medicine only knock you out.
那个药呢，只是把你这个人就让你不能动，
那就
变傻，
半醒半昏的这个情况。That's not the solution.
这个不是解决问题的办法。
The true solution is in Jesus.
真正的解决问题的办法是在耶稣里。
I shared that Friday, so I don't want to repeat. If you didn't come, go listen on the internet.
礼拜五晚上。
Friday, I shared the whole secret of defeat the depression.
礼拜五晚上我们有了一个特会，就是上过去的礼拜五，就是怎样教导儿童。能够战胜这个抑郁症，这个讲座的现在已经在我们的教会的网页上，大家如果没有来的话可以去听一听，或者有兴趣可以听一听。
Friday night I was so touched by a sister.
礼拜五晚上我那天晚上有一个姐妹让我很感动。
Yeah, she was so desperate.
她真的是很渴望帮助。
I think not only her has the problem.
我想不仅是他有这个问题。
Many people has the same problem.
很多人都有相类似的问题。
The only true solution is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
唯一的解决问题的这个答案就是信靠主耶稣。
He can set you free.
这个主耶稣可以让你得自由。
You cannot.
你自己得不到，啊，你自己不能做。但是神可以做。
The secret is you have to connect with him.
这个秘密就是你要和主耶稣结合
在一起。He has to be in your heart.
他一定要在你心里头。
He is the hope of glory.
他是荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, we're not talking about just a theory.
我刚才所说的只是一个理论。
We are talking about a reality, a spiritual reality.
我刚才讨论的不是理论，我们是讨论的是属灵的现实。
It's a person.
这个是那个人。
You need him. I need him. Everyone need him.
你需要他，我也需要他，每个人都需要他。
Don't take that lightly.
不要把这个事情看得很轻。
Be very, very serious.
真的是很严肃的事情。
Get to know him.
你一定要了解和我懂。
Let him be your savior.
让主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Let him be your lord, your king.
让主耶稣基督成为你的王，成为你的主人。
Right, then you will be set free.
然后你才能得自由。
Amen.
阿门。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we bow our head to you.
主啊，我们低头。
You are the creator of the universe.
你是那宇宙的创造主。
You are also the creator of all human beings.
你是我们，也是我们所有人类的创造者。
Our lives is from you.
我们的生命从你而来。
But we are blind. We were cheated by Satan.
但是我们是瞎眼的，我们被魔鬼所欺骗。
And we became sinners.
我们变成了罪人。
We lost in sin and death.
我们在罪恶中，我们失去了方向。我们在死亡中失去了方向。
We live for ourselves.
我们为自己而活。
We lost the meaning of true life.
我们对真正的生命失去了意义。
We stuck in pain.
我们一直处在痛苦中。
We lost hope.
我们没有了希望。
But we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
You love us.
你这样的爱我们。
You not only say so, but you take action.
不但你说了这样的话，而且你这样的行为，你实际上做了这样的事。
You did came to the earth.
你真的到世上来。
You took up the form of a humankind.
你成了人的形象。
You lived 33 and a half years on earth.
你在地上活了33年半。
You finish God's work.
你完成了主的工作。
You die on the cross to set us free from sin.
你死在十字架上，为我们的罪死在十字架上，然后让我们得了自由。
You resurrected on the third day.
你第三天从死里复活。
You break through the death, the bondage of death.
你然后打破了死亡的枷锁。
So we don't have to die.
然后我们就不用再死了。
Because you gave us eternal life.
因为你给了我们永久的生命。
Today we pray for everyone here.
主啊，我们今天在为我们所有的人在这里祷告。
On one hand, we give you thanks because many of us are Christians already.
一方面我们要给你感谢，因为我们很多人已经成了基督徒。
But we also pray for those who are half asleep.
我们也为那些半睡半醒的祷告。
We didn't fully realize the power of the gospel.
我们真的是没有完全理解福音的能力。
So we are still bound by many, many bondages.
我们仍旧被许多的事情所捆绑。
Lord, we pray you open our eyes.
主啊，我们祷告你打开我们的眼睛。
We pray you will open our inner ears, inner spirit.
我们在这里祷告你能够打开我们里面的耳朵。
So that we can see you face to face.
然后打开我们里面的灵，能够让我们面对面的见你。
Give us this faith.
给我们这个信心。
So we can have true relationship with you.
能够让我们有和你有一个真的亲密的关系。
So that we can live a life for you.
我们能为你而活这一生。
We have a joyful life.
我们有个快乐的一生。
We can share this good tidings to all the friends or people far away we don't know. But this gospel should be preached.
我们能够把这个好消息传给我们所有的朋友们，或者传给远方我们并不认识的人，我们要把这个好消息传给所有的人。
Lord, make us your servants.
主啊，让我们做你的仆人。
Make us a apostle of gospel.
让我们做福音的使徒。
That we can really share the good news with everyone in and around us.
我们能够把这个好福音好消息传给所有的朋友，远的近的，我们所有的朋友。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.